toes ain't tapping, your heart ain't beating. I have in my hand a shoe. I keep this shoe in my office because it reminds me of something fundamental about life. This shoe belongs to someone who now wears about a 14 and a half. One of my sons. It fit him then. It doesn't come close to fitting him now. Growth and change is a very integral part of life. Look at your feet. You think the shoes you're wearing now are going to fit you next year? 5 years from now? No. Why? Because you're going to grow. Whether you realize it or not, even as you are sitting in this pew, every single one of us is traveling at 1,000 miles an hour through space. Every single one of us traveling at 1,000 miles an hour. As you're sitting in this pew, you're moving 500 yards every second. Life is about movement. Life is about change. You can't notice it, but your bones are growing at an infinitesimal rate even as you're sitting here. That is a part of life. That's a part of reality. Now, the truth is, you're going to meet some people in this world who don't want to change. Heard a man say recently, he doesn't mind change, he just doesn't want to be there when it happens. You're going to find people who want things to stay just the way they are. But that's not life. People who don't want to change, even if they are breathing, they're already dying inside. One of the things about life that I hope characterizes your life for all of your days, from your first to your last breath, is you're always changing, you're always growing, you're always learning, you're always moving forward, coming to understand God's will. You're growing like a foot that can no longer fit a shoe. My Bible is a record, just like your Bible, of people's experiences of God, even Jesus' experience of God. And the Bible says something amazing. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and humanity. Jesus grew. Jesus came to this world as an infant, as a baby, just like you did. Jesus had to grow. Jesus had to be nurtured. Jesus had to be encouraged. He didn't come fully formed. He had to mature. And he sets for us a pattern of how we are to live. Grow in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and humanity. What do I have here?
Paper.
White sheet of paper. This white sheet of paper says something fundamental about life. For I've been using terms growth and change interchangeably, but in fact, that's not exactly right. Change is inevitable. Growth requires discipline and purpose. If I put this white sheet of paper and I dropped it in the hallway at school, at your school, would it stay white? Not a chance. Kids would stomp on it. Dirt would get on it. Some kid would grab it and make a ball out of it and throw it. It wouldn't stay white. It would change. change. But if I gave you this white sheet of paper, you could write a letter to a friend, or a poem, or a song, or a story. You could turn this white sheet of paper into an instrument of something creative and beautiful. Change is inevitable. A white sheet of paper is not going to stay white. Something's going to happen to it. But growth that's creative and beautiful and purposeful, that requires discipline. That requires intent. Jesus grew in wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom which is not to be confused with intelligence. You're going to meet lots of kids in your class that make great grades. They don't have a lick of common sense. They don't have any real wisdom. You're going to meet some people whose SAT scores or IQs pretty low, but they have wisdom. Because wisdom requires not just intelligence, but humility. How did you come into this room today? How'd you come in? You came in through doors. Doors. Wisdom is a matter of walking through doors. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You say, ooh, I don't want to fear God. Now you have to understand, anything that's truly holy, anything that's truly mysterious, it ought to make you tremble. There ought to be doors that make you tremble. When you walk through the door into your first college class for an exam, you ought to tremble. When you walk through these doors and you come down this marriage altar, you ought to tremble. When you walk through the doors in the delivery room for your first child to be born, yeah, you ought to tremble. To tremble at the threshold of important events is to acknowledge its holiness, its mystery, and its meaning. When you walk through these doors into this sanctuary, you ought to tremble as you experience the reality of God, the mystery of God. Jesus grew in wisdom. Wisdom which is not just intelligence, but humility and experience combined together to make truth. Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in stature. What do I have here? Basic can opener. Can opener. Stature. Stature is not just about your body. Stature is about your inner dimensions as much as your outer dimensions. Stature is about a word that people don't often use enough, a word called character. Character. To grow in stature is to grow in character. Someone once said that character is what you do when no one is looking. But the truth is, character is what you do when people are looking and when they're not. Some people are more themselves when no one's looking than when people are, because they try to mold themselves in accordance with what everybody else wants. They try to blend in with popular opinion. It takes real strength to resist the press of popular opinion. It takes character. Character is not just your stature physically. It's the stature of your soul. It's your inside. When you grow in character, you grow in stature. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God. What do we call these passageways between the pews? Aisles. Aisles. These passageways are passageways into the kingdom of God. When someone walks down this aisle and makes a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, when they walk down this aisle and become a member of this church, they're walking down a path that has been tread by our Lord Jesus. He has blazed the path. These aisles are passageways into the kingdom of God. And when you come down this aisle to make a profession of faith, you aren't saying, well, I've led a bad life now, but now I'm going to lead a good one. No, you're saying, I've lived by my own values, but now I'm going to live by the values of Christ. I've gone my own way, but now I'm going to go the way of the kingdom of God. I've had my own priorities, but now my priorities are going to be shaped by our Lord Jesus Christ, who is my Savior and my role model for living. Think of these aisles as passageways. Passageways into the kingdom of God. Passageways that have been trod and blazed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God. And now you're wondering, what's with the balloons? The balloons symbolize something very important. You're going to learn something along the way of life. Life can be very tough. And not everything is going to be great. Not all of your plans are going to turn out like you want. Sometimes you're going to fall into the depths. But the Spirit of God can lift you up. The Spirit of God can lift you out of the depths of despair into joy and hope. Some of your grandparents or maybe your great-grandparents fought in a conflict called World War II. And in World War II, the Americans defeated an Italian army who was going to have to abandon a wonderful harbor. And they didn't want the United States to use it. So they came up with an idea. They took barges and filled them with concrete and sunk them in the harbor so it couldn't be used. But an engineer had an idea. He took great oil tankers, like you see on the roads that hauling gasoline. He sealed them, and at low tide, divers attached a heavy chain from those oil tankers to those concrete barges stuck in the muck. And when high tide came, the buoyancy of the water, the power of those tankers, lifted those concrete barriers, those barges, out of the muck and cleared the harbor. God's strength, God's Spirit, God's wind can lift you up out of despair just like those barges rose out of the muck. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with humanity. You can't love God and hate people. Lots of people have tried it. To love God, you've got to learn to love and serve people. Even as you open your soul up to the Spirit of God, as you open yourself up to the needs of others, you've got to open yourself up and love people as much as you love God. When I was about your age, I heard a story. I've never forgotten it. There was a father in the fall, it was a beautiful afternoon, and he wanted to watch the football game. But his children kept wanting him to take them out for ice cream. They kept pestering and pestering him, and finally he looked at the Sunday paper and he saw a map of the world. And he got a bright idea. He took scissors and he cut that map of the world into 20 pieces. And he said to his kids, hey, When you assemble this map of the world correctly, we'll go get ice cream. In 20 minutes, the kids came back with a map completely, perfectly assembled. "Did your mama help you do this?" he asked. "No, Daddy. We just turned the paper over. And we assembled the man on the other side." If you want to love God, you have to always pay attention to the man on the other side. To truly grow in love of God is to open yourself to the needs of others and worry about that man on the other side. If you can assemble them and make them whole, that's the start toward assembling the world. Elephant. This elephant for me symbolizes transition. For you see, for one of my children, he never went anywhere without his elephant. He loved this elephant. He treasured this elephant. And we had to find this elephant before he went anywhere so he could take it. He liked to make zoos with his elephant. Now, if I gave this elephant to Ryan back there, college kid, he's probably not going to play with it. If I gave it maybe to Ben or to Seth, they might find some use for it. The point is, you have something that is intrinsically you, yourself. Yourself. And that self is going to be with you all of your days, but it's going to change some of the things that delight you when you're four. You have no use for it at 14. Use for it at 24. Yourself is going to change, but yourself can be nurtured and encouraged, and you can grow. You can grow by the Spirit of God. Grow in wisdom, grow in stature, grow in favor with God, and in the service of humanity. If you will follow that formula, the formula established by our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be on the right road to eternal life. May we pray together. Lord, may your Spirit lift us into a level of understanding. May we tremble before thresholds of meaning. May we grant that your Spirit can guide us every step of the way. May we open our being to your Spirit even as we open our being to the needs of others. May we grow in character. May we grow in love. May we walk the paths that you have trod into the kingdom of God. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen. Even as the Spirit of God has challenged you this morning to respond, to come as a child, claiming Christ as your Savior, to come as a child into this fellowship, splicing your life into this family. Respond to the invitation to walk the aisles that our Lord has defined for us. Come as we sing together.